translation in purport of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. This is the divinity of the personality of Godhead. He is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material qualities. In the Vedas and Vedic literatures, Shruti and Smriti, it is affirmed that in the divinity there is nothing material. He is a transcendental, nirguna only, the supreme cognizant, Hari, or the personality of Godhead is a supreme transcendental person situated beyond the range of material affection. These statements are also confirmed even by Acharya Shankara. One may argue that his relation with the goddess of fortune may be transcendental, but what about his relation with the Yadu dynasty? Being born in that family, or he is killing non-believers like Jarasandha and other asuras directly in contact with the modes of material nature. The answer is that the divinity of the personality of God is never in contact with the qualities of material nature in any circumstances. Actually, he is in contact with such qualities because he is the ultimate source of everything. Yet, he is above the actions of such qualities. He is known, therefore, as Yogeshwara, or the master of mystic power, or in other words, the all-powerful. Even his learned devotees are not affected by the influence of material modes. The great six Goswamis of Vrindavana all came from greatly rich and aristocratic families, but when they adopted the life of mendicants at Vrindavana, superficially, they appeared to be in enriched conditions of life. But factually, they were the richest of all in spiritual values, such as Mahabhagavatas, or first-grade devotees. Although moving amongst men are not contaminated by honor or insult, hunger or satisfaction, sleep or wakefulness, which are all resultant actions of the three modes of material nature. Similarly, some of them are engaged in worldly dealings, yet are unaffected. Unless these neutralities of life are there, one cannot be considered situated in transcendence. The divinity and his associates are on the same transcendental plane, and their glories are always sanctified by the action of Yoga Maya, or the internal potency of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord are always transcendental, even if they are sometimes found to have fallen in their behavior. The Lord emphatically declares in Bhagavad Gita 9:30 that even if unalloyed devotees is found to be fallen due to previous material contamination, he is nevertheless to be accepted as a fully transcendental because of his being engaged sent person in the devotional service of the Lord. The Lord protects him always because of his rendering service unto him, and the fallen conditions are to be considered accidental and temporary. They will vanish in no time. Translation again. This is the divinity of the personality of God. He is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material qualities. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thanks for today giving me chance to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. And today is a great opportunity also, Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. And Jesus, everybody knows, is a pure devotee of Krishna. Recently, someone told me, Jesus loves me. I was at the petrol station. You know, petrol station is everyone in rush, in the queue, pushing each other, and no patience at all. and I'm taking petrol, and two cars behind me, one is flashing, and on the other side, someone else taking petrol. Usually, petrol station is not the place to talk or to greet each other, but from other side, someone saying, excuse me, excuse me. Then I look at that tall, big guy. I think he might be a Nigerian guy with a big smile on his face. And I said, yes. He said, Jesus loves you. I said, okay. And I said, I love Jesus too. And he said, oh, my friend, God bless you. You are a nice man. I said, thank you, thank you. And I'm taking petrol, he's taking petrol. It's within a short time. Then I said, I should do my part to him. Then I said, excuse me. Again, big smile. He said, yes. And I said, Krishna loves you. He said, what? I said, Krishna loves you. Krishna is idol. I said, no. If I say Jesus is idol, would you be happy? He said, no, Jesus is no idol. I said, Krishna is no idol. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, what? And I said, Krishna loves you. Like same way Jesus loves you. Krishna loves me? Yeah, I, no time. I finish, I'm gone. And yeah, it looks like accident and at the petrol station. But recently I was listening Bhakti Yogananda Maharaj seminar in Ukraine. 3 days or 4 days seminar. Bhakti Yogananda Maharaj gives very good explanation. He says, regardless what religion we are following, regardless where we are, if we have faith to God, if we are sincere and simple, if we are sincerely without any attachment, trying to preach, trying to follow religion, Krishna will appear in front of us in different various forms. It could be Krishna's book, could be Mahaprasadam, could be devotees. And I believe that that person who was at the petrol station, he was sincerely trying to say something to me, to give me Jesus' name, to attract me. But meanwhile, because of his sincerity, Krishna motivated me to tell him Krishna loves him. So he got little information about Krishna. Krishna is no idol, and Krishna loves him. I believe these sentences will remain in his mind for a long time. I'm sure Krishna is going to arrange again for him. Someone will approach him with the books or prasadam with anything. So another situation I had recently during the book distribution, one gentleman opened the door and I was with my little son. He's 8 years old. He started talking. He gave him book. He took the book, 3 small sets, and holding, smiling, and he said, thank you guys, but this is Hare Krishna book. I know them. I said, okay, yes, it's about Hare Krishna also written here. But usually we go around not to scare people. And he said, no, I have nothing to do with these books. I'm Christian. I follow Jesus. Then I said, okay, but I'm Muslim. He said, you are not Muslim. And I said, do I look like Indian guy? Said, no, how come you are doing these books? Then I said, there is one God only. And we are helping others to receive the books. He said, Indian religion, not for me. I said, okay, any reason? He said, there are many gods in the religion. I got always confused. I said, no, there is only one God. And he said, what is the name of God? I said, in Muslim religion, it might... No, 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 he stopped me. I was going around to talk. And he said, Tell me about Indian religion. What is the name of God? If you are saying there is one God, yes? I said, yes. What is the name? I said, Krishna. He said, no. Smiling again, like he got me. He said, Brahma, Shiva, he start counting. I said, Brahma is demigod. Shiva is demigod. He said, no. Brahma is creator. He's old man, Englishman. He doesn't look like he can know these things. And I became like freshened. And I said, and I started talking to him. And he said, what about Bhagavad Gita? I said, wow. I should run now. And he said, in Bhagavad Gita, whatever is written, is it Krishna's life? How can I say no? I said, yes. No, it's violence, this. I said, wait, sir. You are reading Bhagavad Gita, you are reading it like you are reading Harry Potter book. You need guru, spiritual master, who can explain to you. He said, oh, I had a guru in central London, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. I said, oh my God, he knows everything. Then I said, okay, sir, we are very similar to each other. He said, how come? And I said, I was initiated by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi many years back. Oh, I said, yeah, but I give up. I left because he cannot explain Bhagavad Gita as it is. We start talking a little bit, and I'm losing my time. And WhatsApp, someone sent a message. Krishna says, if someone doesn't accept, if someone doesn't understand, don't waste your valuable time. Just move on. So I decided it's no point spending half an hour with this man if he doesn't accept. End of the conversation, I told him, sir, whatever you are following, whatever you think, Krishna loves you and we love you too. And he said, wait, you are saying before Christmas you are distributing these books. There is no connection between Christmas and your books. I said, there is a connection. He said, you are not celebrating Christmas. I said, we do. He said, no, you shouldn't. He started shouting. Because it's not your religion. I said, no. Jesus is messenger of God, right? He said, kind of. I said, not kind of, exactly. So we respect him. And he became speechless. And he said, well, I said, we love you too. We wish you all the best. And we left. This is a conversation again. Bhakti Gana Maharaj says, Krishna will give chance us again, in different situations. So that man, some time ago, he read the Bhagavad Gita, he came to connection with Krishna's name, and somehow Krishna arranged our visit to his house. So we talked, and he refused. If someone refusing, there is nothing we can do. In this verse, Prabhupada explains clearly that the level of the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material qualities. It looks very simple, but taking shelter of the Lord is not easy. It doesn't go by age, or there is no category like we are retired, after retirement we are under shelter of God. It's not going to work in that way. Many people are refusing, oh, I'm busy. Maybe later on, when I'm retired, I can read books. But there is no guarantee when we are retired, or are we going to retire or not. And there was another situation. I still remember door number 56. Large PVC porch. We knocked the door. And one lady opened. Suddenly, like she was expecting someone. And she said, oh, I thought my Tulsi is here. And I said, Tulsi? She said, yes, I was expecting Tulsi. But she's a white English lady, but there is no connection, like she knows Tulsi or she's expecting Tulsi. I was a bit confused. I said, sorry, I didn't understand. She said, I was expecting my daughter to come. Her name is Tulsi. I said, oh, okay, sorry. We are from Bhaktivedanta Manor, Yoga Center. She said, just say you are Hare Krishna people. I said, yes, we are Hare Krishna people, but many people don't know. That's why we say Bhaktivedanta Manor, Yoga Center, to give some. She said, I know everything. I know Hare Krishna. I've been to Vrindavan. I used to live in India. My daughter's name is Tulsi. She said, my son's name is Kirtan or something. I don't remember, sorry. Then it was interesting. I was listening, but meanwhile, something was irritating myself and my son, which is a smell of smoke coming from the house. And you are meeting different people. We are saying, yes, yes. And she started telling us about her life story. Her husband was Indian guy. He used to live in India. She visited many times to Vrindavan, also visited Bhaktivedanta Manor. She refused the books. She said, I know everything. Give these books to someone else who doesn't know. I said, okay, you can give some donation. No. I'm fine. Sorry. Refusing. There was nothing I can tell to this lady or I can say. This is another example. Krishna is so kind, so patient, sending different message to the person again. She came cross with Krishna's name some time ago. She visited to Vrindavan. Krishna is giving chance again. But the problem is, we don't want to take shelter. We are fine. We are fine with the smoke of cigarette. We are fine. We don't want book. It's very difficult. And the environment also plays main role to take shelter of Krishna. Association is playing main role. I believe if that lady or another man, they had a regular association of devotees, they wouldn't be in this situation. Because when you are approaching to the person, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, let's say half an hour, it's very difficult to change the person, nature or life habit, very difficult. That's why sometimes I get jealous whoever lives in the temple. Very nice environment here. I used to live in the temple many years back. I still miss those days. Someone might say living in a temple is stressful, every day same, you need to follow everything. But I would say living outside of the temple is impossible. There are many, many things organized nicely to create facility for us to forget Krishna. But in the temple, we want, we don't want. Devotees around, deities are here. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, good environment. Without association of devotees, without mercy of devotees, there is no way we can come close to Krishna or we can take shelter of the Lord. As I'm living outside of the temple, I'm trying to create for myself spiritual atmosphere artificially. I work in the building site. Very rare I can see someone who can say Hare Krishna to me. Usually noisy, dusty, smoking, drinking people, shouting each other bad words. Sometimes I just imagine devotees are walking around me. And sometimes I do different experiments, talking to different people. Sometimes back I had 2 Muslim guys walking with me. They came from Syria. They're proper Muslim guys with following everything. And during the walk also they're asking me, can I have half an hour to do my namaz? I respect because they are devotees in a different form anyway. They are following everything strictly. Whatever knowledge they have, they are following. I should respect. But from time to time, I drive with them, I collect them, I drop them. And in my car, always Hare Krishna music. I put loudly music. They want, they don't want, they have to listen. And I keep quiet. And surprising part, in different project, I'm working with different people. Everyone gets attracted. They're getting attracted to this music more than me. 2 days, 3 days, we are walking together. Then after that, they start singing together with the bhajan. With these Muslim guys, I told them, Allah Akbar, that's greeting each other. Allah Akbar means Allah is great. So I have Muslim background. I know many things. And I told them, Hare Krishna is Allah Akbar. I said, no, it's haram. I said, no, in Russian language, my language, Hare Krishna is Allah Akbar. No, I said, scared. I said, keep repeating. Okay, they accept it. Then each time I meet them, I say, Hare Krishna. They said, Hare Krishna. We are going. Good. And in one occasion, we are walking in one devotee's house. She is very nice devotee. She gave us prasadam, falafel. But they didn't know name of the food. They start asking me, what is this? And I said, this is Hare Krishna falafel. What? Hare Krishna falafel. I'll try to make them to chant more. Okay, they're smiling, laughing, eating. Then after like 1 week or 10 days, I started practicing with them Radhe Radhe. Like Brijabhati. It's good environment to me as well. At least I have someone, I can say Hare Krishna, I can say Hare Krishna to me. Then I said, Radhe Radhe means also it has a meaning of Allah Akbar, a different meaning. She says, okay, as long as they have job, they are working, they don't mind. Radhe, 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 Radhe. And also the song in the car says, Radhe, Radhe, glorifying Srimati Radharani. It's Vrindavan Bhajan. Then, one occasion, it was Monday, one of them started telling me something. I was doing some work, and I ignored, because his English is very bad, very hard to understand. You should have Oxford degree to understand them. They call me boss, because I'm giving a job, and I like it to be boss. And he came talking to me, boss, this. I said, okay. And he came close to me, touching my shoulder, said, boss, he crazy. I said, okay. No, boss, he crazy for me. Okay, what's happening? He said, he go home, sleep, okay. Me, no sleep. I said, okay. He sleep, you cannot sleep. Yes, he sleep, me, no sleep. I said, why? Because he sleep is Radhe, 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 Radhe. I realized that his friend, he's dreaming in loudly chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. I said, oh my God, Srimati Radharani is so merciful. Even I never dream. So, conclusion from this, Krishna himself in Srimati Radharani, very merciful to any living entities. Regardless, we do understand or we don't understand, or we are chanting their name is a joke, or we are just greeting each other without understanding. Srimati Radharani was motivating that Muslim guy in his dream. I don't know what was happening in his dream, but he was loudly saying, Radhe, 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 Radhe. To take shelter of God, to be in a platform, in transcendental platform, main key point is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this is a main, our activity, to come more close to Krishna. And Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so powerful. Sometimes even we don't realize we are chanting every day. We don't realize how powerful, how important. Srila Niranjana Maharaj tells a story about Prabhupada's disciple, Isha Devi Mataji. She used to live somewhere very close to Boston, and Niranjana Maharaj in charge in those areas. That Isha Devi Mataji, she was around 90, but she used to go regularly around clothes shops, supermarkets. She used to distribute Prabhupada's small books, whatever she could carry. She used to go around preaching people. But one occasion, she was found just behind her door without conscious, unconscious situation. And she was taken to hospital. She was in a coma like 2-3 days. Then after then, when she wake up from coma, she was paralyzed. She had brain injury and hematoma in her brain. And doctors were trying to find out any close person. Somehow they find out she belongs to Hare Krishna people. And one of the doctors in the hospital, they rang local temple where Srila Niranjana Maharaj was. And when Niranjana Maharaj was informed, he couldn't come immediately. He tried to talk over the phone. Before that, doctors were struggling to speak to Esha Devi. She forgot everything. How to eat, how to put food in her mouth, normal dressings, so using daily activities. Brain was very badly damaged. And doctors didn't know any close relatives to find somewhere. Then Niranjana Maharaj said, okay, can I speak to her? And doctor said, she doesn't speak, she doesn't realize anything. Niranjana Maharaj said, okay, can I just hear her voice? And doctor is approaching to Isha Devi and saying, madam, Niranjana Maharaj wants to speak to you. And surprisingly, her eyes became large and she held the phone like a normal person. And she starts singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And doctor starts surprised around. She's singing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and after then she said, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And doctors became surprised. How come? So this is a real fact. It happened not many years ago. How powerful is Maha Mantra? We might be in different difficult situation. We may forget everything. But Maha Mantra in glorifying Srila Prabhupada deeply sits in our soul. Maha Mantra will stay with us always, regardless whatever happening to our body, whatever happening to us, will stay with us very close. The another part of the story, after some time, Niranjana Maharaj visited to see Isha Devi. When Niranjana Maharaj arrived, one of the nurses said, one of the doctors, psychiatric doctors, doing exercises with Edith. Her name is Edith. And with Edith, Niranjana Maharaj just on the side and observing. And Isha Devi is on a chair. Doctor is questioning. Usually doctors ask, can you tell me what day is today? Can you tell me where are you? To clarify the condition of mind, the person. And the psychiatric doctor is asking question. Can you tell me where is your home? Where is your address? And Isha Devi said, my home? Yes. My home is in Vrindavan. And doctor, first time heard the Vrindavan. And doctor said, is it in Chicago? Where is it? And Isha Devi said, no, Chicago. I live in Vrindavan. It's surprising. The person can forget everything. Very bad situation, but she still remembers Vrindavan, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, glorifying Srila Prabhupada. So this is how powerful Maha Mantra, this is how powerful this knowledge which was given to us by Srila Prabhupada. There are many, many examples, and this is just one of them. In the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the Lord protects the devotee is always because of his rendering service into him. And sometimes in 96, I was working in the BBT at that time. One devotee told me a story which which happened in America, in Manhattan area. There was one book, this Sankirtana devotee. He used to go every day to distribute books. And he was quite new in the movement. One of the days, he got very late, and himself, he finished all the books, and he had some cash in his pocket. He was passing by Manhattan, some avenues, dangerous avenues, where people are smoking, where people are using drugs, a lot of crime, nightclubs, and that devotee, before he comes to Krishna consciousness, he used to be in those areas. And his all memorized, all samskara start provocating him. And he starts thinking, let me go there one more time. Because I have cash. The cash belongs to books, after book distribution. He was thinking, I have some cash. And he count his cash, $250. And it's exactly enough for one night to enjoy very well, only once. But meanwhile, he was thinking, Krishna, stop me somehow. And on the other hand, he was thinking how he's going to stop me. But he's free, no one is around, no devotees. And he started crossing the road. Somehow, big lorry came about to crush him, stopped very close to him. He got scared. And he looked at that lorry, Food for Life lorry. And devotee opened the window. He said, Haribol, you going back to temple? He said, yes, I'm going back to temple. It might be a very basic example, but how it works, how Krishna will protect his devotees. We might have money, we might have all the facilities, but Krishna will not give sanction to go back to previous habit, to go back to previous life. I think my time is over. Someone told me on the Christmas Day at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, nobody asks question from speakers. I believe it's true. Thank you for listening to me. Please, if somebody wants to share anything or any questions I may ask, answer. Please feel free.